Welcome back to Patent Pulse, the show where we dig into the freshest patent filings and figure out what they actually mean for the future of tech. I'm Skylar. And today we've got a genuinely fascinating lineup spanning radar systems, image processing, biometric sensing, and more. Huge thank you to our sponsors Ada, who helps businesses integrate AI into their real-world workflows, and Zen Semiconductor, an umbrella company with a deep portfolio across the silicon industry chip design, processor IP, and AI deployment at scale through Ada. These are the folks building the backbone of tomorrow's tech. All right, let's get into it. First up, we've got a patent from Kilpatrick Townsend and Stockton. Now that's a law firm, which is a little unusual, but bear with me because the underlying technology is genuinely clever. The patent is about identifying missing nodes in a graphically represented family of hierarchical records. So picture a family tree, not necessarily a genealogy tree, but any kind of structured data that has parent-child relationships like a patent family, a corporate hierarchy, or even a file system.
The problem this solves is a deceptively simple one. When you're looking at a big, complex graph of related records, it can be really hard to notice when something is missing. You don't know what you don't know, right? What this system does is automatically detect those gaps, those missing nodes, and then flag them visually with a cue, like highlighting or a different color. So the user immediately sees, hey, there's supposed to be something here. And once you acknowledge that missing record and add it in, the visual cue disappears and the graph updates cleanly. The real-world applications here are significant for legal and IP management. Think law firms tracking patent families, making sure no related application slips through the cracks. This is actually a continuation of a filing that goes all the way back to 2018. So this is mature, battle-tested thinking. A quiet but genuinely useful innovation. Next, we're moving into some meaty computer architecture territory with a patent from Intel. And if you follow chip tech at all, you know Intel is always pushing the envelope on how hardware handles visual data. This one is called distributed image scaling, and it tackles a real bottleneck in modern video and image processing. Here's the problem. When you need to scale a high-resolution image, say, resize it, zoom in, adjust it for a different display, doing that on the entire image at once is computationally expensive. It's slow, it's a resource hog, and for real-time applications like video streaming, gaming, or machine learning inference, that lag is unacceptable. Intel's solution? Split the image into subregions and scale them all in parallel using multiple scalar cores simultaneously. Think of it like having a team of workers each handling a section of a giant mural, rather than one person doing the whole thing top to bottom. The clever wrinkle here is that they include precise alignment information at the boundaries of those subregions. So when you stitch the pieces back together, there are no visual artifacts, no seams, no glitches, it just looks seamless. This has massive implications for AI vision pipelines, real-time video processing in data centers, and even edge devices that need to handle high-res content without a ton of processing headroom. Intel filing this tells you they're thinking hard about how to make visual AI faster and more efficient at the hardware level. Okay, this next one genuinely surprised me, and I think it's going to surprise you too. A team out of King Saud University has patented a system for predicting body appendage positions, specifically, figuring out how many fingers someone is extending, using electrocardiogram data, ECG data, as in the electrical signals from your heart. Now you might be thinking, Skylar, what does my heartbeat have to do with my fingers? And that is exactly the right question. It turns out that the electrical activity in your body isn't isolated. Your ECG signal carries subtle variations that correlate with muscle and limb movement. The system takes real-time ECG sensor data, converts it into image format, actually converting those CSV signal values into JPEG images, and then runs it through a convolutional neural network, a CNN that has been trained to classify what position your fingers are in. The CNN architecture here is pretty standard convolutional layers, batch normalization, ReLU activation, softmax output, but the input is anything but standard.
The applications here are wild. Think gesture control interfaces that don't require a camera or a glove. Think accessibility tech for people who can't use traditional input devices. Think VR and AR control systems that work entirely from a biosensor strapped to your wrist or chest. It's early stage research, but the concept of using cardiac signals as a biometric control interface is genuinely novel and worth watching closely.
All right, we're switching gears to something a bit more physical, a patent from Prince Mohammed bin Fahd University on powder flow control. Now I know that might sound far removed from our usual tech fair, but stick with me because this one is directly relevant to additive manufacturing, which is the fancy term for 3D printing, especially industrial-grade 3D printing that uses powdered materials like metal or ceramic. The core problem is this. When you're 3D printing with powder, you need to deliver very precise amounts of multiple different powder types in real time, and controlling those flow rates independently and simultaneously is incredibly difficult. Too much powder, too little powder, wrong ratio, and your printed part is compromised.
This patent describes a feeder system with two donut ring-shaped wheels, each with its own groove, hopper, conduit, and suction head. Arranged coaxially, meaning they share the same axis with independent motors controlling each wheel's rotation. Each wheel independently meters a different powder into a shared mixer unit, and the whole thing can be tuned in real time. The elegance here is in the mechanical simplicity, two independently controllable rings feeding into one mixer, no cross-contamination, precise ratios. For aerospace, medical implants, and advanced materials manufacturing, this kind of precise multi-powder control could be a real game-changer. It's a great example of a university filing that's solving a very concrete, very real industrial problem. And our final patent today comes from Sensoride Corp. And this one is right in the wheelhouse of autonomous vehicles and advanced sensing. It's a patent on frequency-modulated continuous wave radar systems, or FMCW radar. Now, FMCW radar is already used extensively in advanced driver assistance systems. It's how your car knows there's something in your blind spot, or how it maintains safe following distance. But the problem with traditional FMCW radar is range resolution, the ability to distinguish between two objects that are very close together. If two obstacles are near each other, a low-resolution radar might see them as one blob, and in a driving context, that could be genuinely dangerous. What Sensoride is doing here is transmitting multiple FMCW pulses in sequence, a first pulse, then a second pulse, and collecting the reflected data from both. The processor then runs a fast Fourier transform analysis across both datasets together after receiving all the data. By combining the analysis of multiple pulses rather than just one, you can extract much finer range information than traditional single-pulse systems. Think of it like triangulating from multiple angles instead of just one. This approach can dramatically improve how accurately a radar system distinguishes between closely spaced objects, which is critical for self-driving safety. Sensoride is a smaller company, but this is sharp, focused engineering that could find its way into next-generation ADAS systems from major automakers. Definitely one to watch. And that's a wrap on today's patents. From ECG-powered finger detection to smarter radar pulses, there is so much genuinely exciting innovation happening right now. A huge thank you to Ago Consulting. That's Ago Consulting for their support of the show. And remember, Patent Pulse is brought to you by Ada, Ago Consulting, and Zen Semiconductor. If you enjoyed today's episode, check out our sister show Unzip in the Ada Podcast Network. It's a great compliment to what we do here, peeling back the layers on the tech stories that matter. Make sure you're subscribed wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. And next time, we'll be diving into some fresh filings that are pushing the boundaries of AI inference and display technology. Trust me, you don't want to miss it. Until then, keep your eyes on the patents.